Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
This is Faith Under Fire. Each Thursday on Family Life, we give voice to religious battlegrounds in this nation. I'm your host, Tracy Lynn. With us today, free speech attorney Zach Greenberg. A federal judge in Pennsylvania recently struck down an ethics rule that would have subjected attorneys to disciplinary action if someone deemed their speech offensive in or out of the courtroom. LGBT advocates are pushing to hinder religious liberty and free speech protections for attorneys when it comes to traditional marriage and sexuality, following a model American Bar Association rule. Zach, based on this recent case in Pennsylvania, what ethics rules do you think go too far? And is that an ethics rule from the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania?
Yes, that's correct. The model rule was originally proposed by the American Bar Association, and the states, such as Pennsylvania, adopted this rule as part of their own codes of conduct regulating attorney ethical behavior. And Rule 8.4G, it defines it as professional misconduct for attorneys to virtually manifest bias and prejudice, and the revised version of the rule defined harassment and discrimination as really a wide range of offensive speech. And so our lawsuit, our litigation against the rule, was designed to get the rule struck down on First Amendment grounds, allowing attorneys to advocate for a wide array of causes and defend unpopular clients.
Great. If you can break it down for those of us that don't have law degrees, how is this Pennsylvania rule similar to the American Bar Association rule that hampers attorneys' free speech aimed at protecting religious liberty, including traditional marriage and sexuality?
Sure. The original rule and the revised version of the rule in PA had these very vague and broad definitions for harassment and discrimination. For example, defining harassment as manifesting bias or prejudice towards others, and defining discrimination as showing aversion, is that avoiding somebody on the basis of protected classes, or defining harassment as denigrating somebody's characteristics. And this language is problematic because if an attorney is advocating, for example, a continuing legal education seminar or other presentations for the traditional view of marriage or against same-sex marriage or for any of these hot-button issues, whether it's abortion, immigration, affirmative action, whatnot, what have you, they could be cited under the rule. They could be accused of harassing, discriminating against others for their advocacy. And this is problematic because attorneys could lose their law license and they could get disbarred and suffer other punishments for speaking about these political issues.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, this is the culture in which we live. By the way, I don't know if listeners caught that. This is extending to when you're not even in the courtroom. So like you said, maybe you were giving a lecture, or what if you're just talking to a friend and later they turn on you or something? They think that, well, that wasn't open to a homosexual lifestyle, or it wasn't in favor of transgenderism.
That's a really good point, because most of the attorney ethical rules are regarding the practice of law, such as when attorneys are talking to clients in a courtroom, deposing witnesses, for example. But this rule, 8.4G, encompasses all expression in any activity related to the practice of law, which could include, like you said, bar association conferences, social events, continuing legal education seminars and conferences. So it's really a broad and wide-ranging rule that restricts attorneys from talking in many instances that's unrelated to the practice of law.
Zach, so people who may not be familiar with the world of law, how would you say this suit or this case impacts everyone on a much wider basis?
Sure. The American Bar Association has asked each state to adopt their own version of this rule, and many states have resisted this on First Amendment free speech grounds. And so we're hoping that this litigation pushes the states that have not yet decided about whether to adopt the rule to not do so, or to adopt a very narrow version of the rule to protect their attorneys' free speech rights. because we believe that this rule, as adopted, would be unconstitutional. It does restrict attorney First Amendment rights. And we urge PA and also the other states out there, New York, Connecticut, and across the nation, to not adopt this rule and to take a stand by protecting their members' free speech rights.
Yeah, excellent. By the way, you did win, if I'm correct, a federal judge in Pennsylvania ruled in favor of free speech recently.
Yeah, I just want to clarify that I'm represented in this case by the Hamilton Lincoln Law Institute. And the Hamilton Law Institute, we're going to continue to fight this case and fight this rule. And we're going to see if the government appeals the case. And perhaps we'll be back in court. But if they are, we'll fight them there.
That's free speech attorney Zachary Greenberg. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.